davar nifla that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rab David Yoel Weiss. And that is, the Gemara says that the Yisurim of Rebbe, Al Yedei Maisa Bo, Vayedei Maisa Hoch. What was the Al Yedei Maisa Bo? Because there was an eagle that was once on its way to being slaughtered and ran underneath Kanfet the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, save me, save me. And Rebbe, in a somewhat insensitive way, said, Zil, ki lo kach noitzarki. You want me to save you? This is your tachlis, this is your toyelis. Go besimcha. And because Rebbe didn't have proper rachmonis on an animal, it's for that reason that Rebbe had to endure, he had to suffer all these yisurim. And Reb David Yoel Weiss, in Parshas Vayishlach, he asks the obvious question, and that is that, I hear, it was an insensitivity, and there's an Indian of tzadikim, medaktikim, kechut asayra, but at the same time, al yedei yisurim bo, all these terrible yisurim that Rebbe got was a punishment, mida kenegan mida, for this Indian. Even if you want to tell me tzar balechaim deraisa, which is a sugyo, but ad kedei kach, you're going to tell me that the oinish and the punishment for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was to suffer in such an incredible way because of what would seem to us to be a dover kal mamish. So he says that yesh loimer, and this is really an Indian that we've also had the opportunity to talk about a lot over the years, and that is, it's mavur in svarim hakdoshim that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was a Gilgal neshama of Yaakov Avinu. The Megala Amukah said that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was called Yehuda Hanasi. Nasi is Rosh Tevis, Nishmasoi Shel Yaakov Avinu. And the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about this in different places, and they say that once you understand this, there's so many different elements of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's life that open up, and you see so many different parallels. When Rivka goes to Shem to find out what's going on, she's having a very challenging pregnancy. So what does Shem say? Shnei goyim bevitnech. And Chazal say, Al tikri goyim ele geyim. And who were the geyim? It was Rebbe and Antoninus. So she wasn't just carrying Yaakov, she was carrying Rebbe. Incidentally, the Svarim say that Antoninus was also a Gilgal of Esau. But the point is, that's the Shnei Geyim Bevitnech. There's a Medrash that says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi lived in Tzipori for 17 years. We know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, after he died, used to come back every Friday night. He would make Kiddush, and Rabbi Kinegio brings a Sefer Chassidim that even though Lameisim Chavchi, but he didn't even have a din of a mace. Yaakov Avinu, we know, was Loi Meis. It's interesting. Yesterday we talked about how Rabbi Yochanan was a Gilgal. He was Mizari de Yosef Kasina. The Seyed Adoyos brings this. He had a Shaychus to Yosef Atzadik. So Yaakov Avinu has a Shaychus to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and Yosef Atzadik has a Shaychus to Rabbi Yochanan. Who's Yosef Atzadik's Rebbe? That's the Ksoinus Pasim. Who did he learn Torah by? He learned Torah by Yaakov Avinu. Who's Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe? It's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But Al Koponim, Tein Lechachem V'Yech Kamoi, there's so many different similarities, and this comes from the Svarim HaKadoshim, that there was a Shaychus between Nishmasei Shal Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Lefizeh, he says that Yesh Loimar. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, everyone knows this Pasuk, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukoisa, V'Yiven Loi Boyes, Ulemikneu also sukois, al kain kora shame hamokoim, sukois, right? Says Darachat, in toimar, vichibishvilsha also shom Yaakov sukko, yikrila mokim kain. It's a very funny pasuk, right? You have this place called sukois. And why was this place called sukois? Vayiven lod boyes, ulemikneu also sukois. Because Yaakov Avinu went to this place and he built a sukko, and he didn't just build himself a sukko, but he built a sukko lemikneu. So Darachat Makadish says, Ulai, maybe, the reason this was so significant, it was so monumental, that it goes down to generations, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Ki asa davar chadash b'chem losay al amikna. Because what Yaakov Avinu did at that moment, when he built a sukkah for his cattle, was a davar chadash. Mashalai asa kein adam koidim. Something that no one had ever done prior. She yachin sukkah the behemoth. That he prepared a sukkah for the behemoth. Ula shinu chadash kara amokam olam. And because of that shinu, that chiddush of Yaakov Avinu, ula it's for that reason the place is called Sukkos. And he brings from the Chidah in the Pnei David, who was Meirich on this Inyan of the Tsar Balichayim sensitivity that Yaakov Avinu had. So he said, Yesh Loimar, if Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came to be misakin on some level, whatever needed tikkun of Nishmas Shel Yaakov Avinu, that's what a Gilgul by definition is. And he says it's poshet, that when someone is Nisgalgul, not only does he have to be misakin, this is above my pay grade, but not only does he have to be mesakin any pgam that happened in the previous iteration of his neshama, but he also has to make sure to be nizr shaloy lekalkel mashenag ubegugel akoyden. That's very, very wichtig. So said Rav David Yair Weiss that if Yaakov Avinu in his neshama, it's a lumikneu also sukkos, that the Archaim HaKadosh says this was a dover chodesh ashaloy also adam yikoyden, that this was something that he needed to do. So if Yudan Nasi, who's nisgalgo now, he's nishmasa shal Yaakov Avinu, so what does he need to do? What he needs to do is the same thing. He has to be sensitive to animals. And if he's not going to be sensitive to animals, zil ki lokach natzarto, that's why he got 13 years of Yisurim. And by the way, Yaakov Avinu was mekabel chaviv in Yisurim. Who did that come from? Yaakov Avinu. Nishmasa shel Yaakov Avinu. That's Sofurna. V'hoya Hashem v'ilu l'kim.